This is the farmer's calendar for June 2015. We had seen wild strawberries on the path by the pond when we moved in 36 years ago. Then, to our surprise, we found them in our yard. Just a small patch at first, but it has been growing steadily. The area covered is now approximately 90 square feet. It's hard to avoid the conclusion that they're taking over. Our immigration policy toward the yard has always been lenient. We welcome dandelions, clover, and other interlopers, and the strawberries, with their cheerful white flowers, make us look forward to summer. They lie practically flat on the ground, so mowing doesn't disturb them. The berries are so tiny, hardly larger than BBs, that it's not worth trying to gather them to sprinkle on cereal. In any case, birds usually beat us to them, and the dogs graze on them too. When they do, their breath afterward smells like the topping on strawberry shortcake. Could the dogs be responsible, indirectly, for our recent bounty? The patch in our yard straddles the path we take to walk them to and from the pond, and as we inadvertently tread on the berries, their rapturous aroma rises into our nostrils. Perhaps the crushed berries have been hitchhiking on our shoes, on the paws of the dogs, or in their guts? If so, there's another argument for owning dogs.